There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, is Facebook causing depression? Serious depression. That's what one study is claiming. We'll share more with you about that here in a moment. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We're here live on Sunday, and if you want to share your experience with Facebook, has it made your life worse? Are you a hopeless addict? I have to say, I spend way too much time on Facebook, and I think it is a problem. I don't know if I'm depressed over it, though. I don't think it's been affecting my brain in that way. It's more of an addictive kind of factor for me is the issue. But we can talk in detail about that. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. It's Ian and Mark here in the Keene Studios for Free Talk Live, bringing in a special guest. Jay Noon is with us. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. It's good to have you back on the show. You're here in our studio for, I think, the first time behind a microphone.
Yep, it is.
So you were at the Liberty Forum, not your first one. How many of those have you been to?
My second one.
Oh, really? Only two?
I bought tickets, 2 years ago, and I got a business, I got customers I take care of at home.
It's hard to get away.
So I couldn't get anybody to work for me,
right?
You know, so I had to do it.
So, was it good? Did you enjoy yourself?
Absolutely. Had a great time.
Yeah, you were at the party, the Rebel Love Show party at the Quill last night, which was awesome, and the whole weekend was just fantastic. But one of the things you asked me is, you know, could you come through Keene on your way home to Massachusetts and talk about your current situation? What's the latest on it? We have been talking with you over the years about how you've stood up to the state in that you had not paid property tax on the house that you owned for a time, and then ultimately the Palmer Town government came after you for that. They ended up stealing your house through a tax sale. They sold it to someone else. They took the deed for themselves and then sold it to the highest bidder, and now you've got an update. They booted you out. The activists came down, myself, JJ, a number of other folks. Mark, you came down for
that
too, didn't
you? I was there.
So a bunch of people from Massachusetts, New Hampshire, came down to your house when the government was expected to show up and confiscate it. We hung out there all day long, and they didn't come because they didn't want to be around a bunch of video cameras and people who were upset while they were stealing your property from you. They ultimately did come later on, months later, and you were removed from the premises. They took the property. They did go through with the tax sale. And you sued in federal court, was it?
Well, just let me correct you before you get
too
far. On my house, I have not sued yet.
Oh, okay.
My federal lawsuit was, my father has a 10-acre farm that's in the same town, Palmer, and he bought it in 1983 and never paid the property tax. In 91, the town took him to court right there, Palmer District Court. Actually, it wasn't that building. It was right down the road, the old building. And my father won in court. And he essentially won by default because he asked for the instrument that compelled him to this performance of this real estate tax. And the judge...
Instrument's a legal term, meaning some
contract.
Sort of signed agreement, right?
Right. Where's the instrument I signed that compelled me to this performance of participating in your tax scheme, I think was his exact words.
Okay.
So the town's lawyer at the time was kind of chuckled and said, oh, he thinks we have to provide a contract. And the judge that was there says, well, yes, you have to provide a contract.
Unbelievable. I'm shocked a judge would actually take your dad's side on that.
Well, this was, you know, in 1991, and the judge was, he was pretty old school. I forget his name. He'd been there forever. And so they set another court date, and they said, bring back, you know, this instrument, this contract. And my father went back to court for the next date, and, you know, they called the case, and they put it on second call because nobody was there from the town of Palmer. So... they dismissed it. And then what the town does is they do liens. So a lien was put on the property for failure to pay taxes, and anybody can go look this up. All they have to do is go Hampden County Registry of Deeds in Massachusetts and look up Spud Noon. Spud is my father. And they will in 1990 or 89, a lien was put on my dad's farm and for failure to pay taxes. And then in 1991, it was shortly after that second court hearing, what the next thing that was filed on that piece of property in the registry of deeds was a notice and disclosure to remove tax lien. And the taxes from that 1990 or 1991 date, if you look at the town, they're all zeroed out. Now, they were never paid, but they're zeroed out from that 1990 or 91 date all the way back to 1983 when my father bought the property. And we got into this a little bit with my father when we were in court, in land court. So on in the future, never heard a word, nothing, for, well, just about 20 years. So like 2010, 2011.
Did they keep sending any bills in that time frame?
No, no bills.
Okay.
Because we were waiting for bills to come, and we had paperwork prepared for when the bill came. So then what came was another notice, notice of tax lien. In 2010 or 11. And if somebody can look at that in the registry of deeds, too, that tax lien notice is there. So we ended up, filing basically the same paperwork about, you know, where's the instrument we signed to that compel us to performance of participating in a tax scheme. Mm-hmm. And it was just ignored, and then they made a date in land court, and then we went to land court and demanded for a trial by jury of peers as prescribed by the Constitution, or constitutions, and there's, no, you don't get a trial here, we don't even have a procedure for a trial, and you have waived your right to trial. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Where did I waive my right to trial? And actually, I have the transcripts all on digital, and if anybody wants to see the transcripts, I'd be really happy to send them to them if somebody wants to read all the transcripts from land court on the two hearings that my father went to, Massachusetts land court.
You know, that might make for an interesting blog, like if you got a WordPress blog and then uploaded, you know, turn those into PDFs, those transcripts, and uploaded them to the web. That way, you know, you don't have to just email them to people. You could just put it up there publicly for people to see this whole process. Because to me, it's fascinating. I mean, this is something that a lot of people, I think, would be very, very interested in. Property taxes are a really invasive method of controlling people, and it would be great to actually be able to get around that somehow. And your dad seems to have successfully done it for a number of decades.
Well,
until it was too late.
Sadly, yes. My father succeeded because he passed away prematurely, so he technically never lost his farm. So I inherited the fight, essentially, and that's where I came in. Is at the last land court hearing in November of 2011, my father filed a lawsuit in federal court. He did what's called a notice of removal. He removed the land court case to federal court, and then he basically wrote a complaint and died, essentially. In January of 2012, he passed away. So then I went to federal court and said, hey, my father died, you know, what do I do? And
what was the argument you were making in federal court there?
The argument that I made in federal court is that the town is attempting to take property without a trial by judgment of peers, without an agreement that their code applies to us, a tax code applies to me, a little bit of the Mark Stevens philosophy, you know, show me the evidence your code applies. And also that the taxes themselves, didn't apply to our property because it wasn't commercial property. It wasn't being used for, industrial purposes, commercial purposes. It's private.
Now, taxes, property taxes really have evolved from what they used to call quit rents. The lord would pass down some kind of amount of food or whatever it was that he wanted from the serfs to his vassals and serfs and this sort of thing to, you know, pay for all his land that they were using. And they would, you know, give him this amount of money. And this is what property taxes have evolved from. But I'm sure that there are people listening right now, Jay, that are saying to themselves, well, you're not paying your fair share. How is it that you can... are you using town roads? Do you have kids in the school?
Well, right.
I mean, what if your house burns down? They're going to want to know these questions.
I want to get your answer to that here in a moment here. 855-450-FREEZE. The toll-free number here, if you want to talk to to Jay Noon. He's with us till further notice. We'll talk to him further about this, and you can, of course, add in your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Is Jay just trying to screw over the community by not paying his so-called fair share? This is Free Talk Live.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453. Coming up, could Facebook be leading to serious depression? One study says yes. We'll tell you more about it. 855-450-3733. Right now we're talking taxes, property taxes to be specific. We've got Jay Noon in the studio with us here who is one of my heroes. I mean, he actually put his own house on the line and ultimately lost it, unfortunately, in, you know, sort of this whole process of not paying property taxes in Palmer, Massachusetts. It was quite a dramatic situation where the police were held at bay for a number of months by dedicated activists who were willing to come out and come to Jay's side to assist and stand with him in this ridiculous thieving scheme that the governments all around this United States have called property taxes. We'll talk with him more about that here in a moment. But first, how to get bitcoins.
Well, yeah, you can go to expresscoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. They've got Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, several other of the cryptocurrencies over there. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. The fees are very low. They're a licensed money services business, and it doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can use a check or a money order over at ExpressCoin.com, and you can even start with your smartphone by downloading their app. It's ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and then you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice, whatever it might be, with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so I want to get back into the court case here in a moment, but Mark asked a question that I think that he's right. There are a lot of people listening, hearing you talk about not paying property taxes, your dad not paying property taxes on his farm that he had, that you've now inherited. People are out there saying, well, you know, what about your fair share? I mean, this is, you're a burden on the community, Jay Noon. I mean, we've got to pay for these things like government schools and fire departments and police, and you're not helping. Why? I mean, what makes you think you're so special that you can avoid this?
Well, first off, this is not a simple answer, and it can't be given in a soundbite. And I'm not special at all. In fact, in 1889, there's a book that was printed called The History of the Town of Palmer by, I believe, a Plant. The guy's name is Plant. You can Google it and find it. And in there, it tells, like, all these statistics of what's going on, like, that right around that time. So, I don't know exact date if it was, like, maybe 1872 or 1889, but there was, like, not many taxpayers. On the tax rolls in Palmer in the 1800s, there was, like, I don't know if it was 25 or 35, but it was like one page of a list of actual property taxpayers. And it was like the Thorndike something mill, the Bonsville Duck Mill, Smith's Blacksmith Shop. It was the, like, businesses that paid the taxes. And Massachusetts, I've had a very hard time doing research on this Massachusetts, like, where the property tax stuff came out of, because it's, like, it's almost like it's hidden, or my research skills aren't good enough on it, or, you know, whatever, I'm not sure. But in Florida and many other states, the original intent of the property tax code or law was to tax businesses that had a citus, and a citus has to do, or land that had a citus, and if you look up the definition of citus in Law Dictionary, it's...
How do you spell citus?
Citus, S-I-T-U-S, I believe. Okay. If you look up, like, Black's Law, it'll pop up when you start typing it in. But it has to do with the power to tax because there is a profession or a calling. And then in Florida code, if you YouTube... how not to pay property tax or not paying property tax. There's a guy who comes up on the Bo and Rocco show. It's a great YouTube video of how this guy's figured out in Florida and been very successful with it. And I kind of tried using some of his stuff in my own lawsuit, and I failed at that part. But anyways, it goes back to having a license. A calling is like another word for, you know, asking government for permission via license, and that's what puts you into the realm of the tax scheme. According to Florida law, I was told that it should be the same in Massachusetts, but I haven't been able to actually put my eyes on that. I haven't been able to find that.
So wait, what you're saying is that in the 1800s, the late 1800s, there was only businesses paying taxes in Palmer, and then at some point it shifted to all property?
Right, and I had done a lot of research right actually in the Palmer tax assessor's office. There was a couple of people who, for lack of a better word, they were kind of sympathetic towards what I was doing. I wouldn't say they supported me, but they weren't going to hinder me in doing research. They were quite helpful. So, like, the oldest actual, like, private property tax bills were, like, 1939. And I have a theory of why. I can't tell you that it's 100% true because I don't know that it is, but it has something to do with the 19th Erie versus Tompkins 1939 Supreme Court ruling that allowed the 1932 bankruptcy of the United States to go into place. And I'm sure there's people who have been paying attention to the conspiracy theory world for a long time, and they've heard of this, and this is where I've heard of it, but it's never been explained to me. It's never been shown to me. I've never been able to really lock down how that all comes into play, but if, you know, be my guest if you want to go investigate it.
So, but one thing I also, when people are talking about paying your fair share, I think it's important to note that you, you're a fireman in Palmer.
That's correct.
And you are a volunteer, and that there's a stipend that they give out to volunteers.
That's correct, and it's Bonsville, which is the village of Palmer, but yes.
Yep. And you refused to take that stipend.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in it.
Yeah.
Are you still a fireman?
Yes, I am still a fireman.
And so they, you know, this is almost, and you don't have any kids, you don't send, so this, you don't send your kids to school or anything like this. So you, this stipend will more than cover the town's, you know, part of the taxes, and it's not like you're using their, you know, their school or anything like that. So, you know, really, you're still a net positive to the town. It's just that, like, you're not filling out paperwork. You're refusing to take the check and refusing to send them
a check. Really? The stipend for a volunteer fireman position is greater than property taxes?
In Bonsville, it is.
On my piece, my postage stamp of property that I had that was 3,800 square feet of land, you guys been down to my house. I mean, it's, you know, not very big, but yes, I think.
Wow, that's a pretty nice stipend.
Well, yeah. The property tax is a lot cheaper there than it is here. I think the property tax on the last year was like $1,850.
Okay,
if you actually
cheaper.
Paid it, yeah. You know, I was there for seven and a half, 8 years, and they wanted like, you know, 36,000 by the time they calculated all the fees and penalties and liar fees.
But Jay, you didn't. I don't know if you really answered the question. Like, what about the question of, you know, you're hurting the community? Beyond the whole fireman thing, let's take that out of the picture because most people don't have that argument to make. But you know, you pointed out that the businesses were the ones paying it back in the day. Wouldn't the argument be that, well, the reason that changed is because it wasn't fair to only charge businesses property tax, and everybody should be charged property tax. This is the community. This is how things work. We need to support the community, and this is the way you do it.
I would say the reason that changed dramatically is there was another large tax that the towns got previous to, I don't know what date this happened, but if you own stocks in a company way back when, like certainly in the 30s, that ownership of that stock was a property tax that was collected on a local level in Massachusetts exactly because we found those tax bills for stocks in like General Motors and Ford Motor Company. I did come across that, and the town collected that tax, which they don't anymore.
It's almost like an income.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 453. We'll find out what happened in federal court on the way here with Jay Noon.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, Would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live here on the live Sunday edition. Of course, you can share your thoughts with us on property taxes or whatever you'd like to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you. They're free.
Fort Galt at fortgalt.com. It's a little enclave of liberty that they're building. And it's not going to be some vast, sprawling estates or anything like that. It's basically like a condo building or a ski resort that has some pretty cool common amenities like a makerspace full of tools, a restaurant, and a bunch of places for people to relax and socialize. The idea is to establish a little home base for liberty lovers outside the country. Now, they're down in Chile, and it's southern Chile, actually. And where they're at looks beautiful. It's a tourist area. And go check it out for yourself. It's fortgalt.com. There's only room for about 100 people over there, so you don't want to wait until the place is full. It's fortgalt.com. And I think it's going to be a really exciting project. The videos at fortgalt.com are fantastic. If you get a chance to watch those videos, you'll be very pleased. And they really put a lot of time into coming up with this project. This is not some, you know, just somebody with an idea. They've put a lot of investment of time and energy. Fortgalt.com.
We got Jay Noone with us here in the studio, and Jay is somebody who has called the show a number of times in the past. We've had you on from Porkfest, I think, at some point in the past as well, and we've continually been given updates over the years on your tax situation there in Palmer, Massachusetts, where they have stolen your house. That happened a few years ago now. And the Liberty activists came out to protect your home from being stolen for non-payment of property taxes. That worked for a little while. For several months, we were able to delay what ended up being the inevitable of the police coming and taking that property. But that wasn't the only property involved in sort of a tax dispute. Your dad's farm, for many years, ever since he purchased it, you said in the early 1980s,
that's right.
He never paid property tax. And finally, there was one court battle, which he apparently won in the early 1990s, where he essentially said, well, you know, show me the proof that I have an obligation to pay these taxes. Where's the signed instrument, the contract, that, you know, shows that I have this obligation? And they couldn't provide that. So the judge actually ruled in your dad's favor in the early 90s. Then
dismissed it is what he did, what right. The judge did.
Yeah. And then 20 years later, all of a sudden they come back with another tax lien on that property. Your dad filed a case in federal court over all of this, and I think that's kind of where we left off the discussion earlier today.
Yeah, where we left off, we were talking about, you know, me not paying my fair share.
That's what people are going
to
say.
Oh, absolutely. Like on all these, I even hate to credit somebody's websites because they're just full of status, but these local newspapers have these blogs and whatnot, and they had articles about it, and it's just full of people, you know, just bashing me, you know.
Sure. Saying, how dare you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
well, they don't understand, right? Like, they haven't had any kind of education in these ideas, and it's due to them, right? Like, wait, I pay my property taxes. Why don't you pay your property taxes? Mm-hmm. Don't you want kids to be educated? Well, yes, I do want kids to be educated. That's why I don't want to pay for government schools, because I think that government schools kick out 19% of their students as functionally illiterate. Mm-hmm. And I'm sick and tired of paying for, you know, this low level of education. They're the worst schools in every town.
And that speech that the CEO of Overstock there was a Patrick Byrne did last night, just really he did a really good speech on how much like of a monopoly the public school system is and how insanely crazy it is to that the cost is insane. So yeah, sure. Anyways, getting back to this property tax thing, you know. My response was to a lot of these blogs and a lot of these things was, yeah, you know, actually I could have paid the taxes. That wasn't a big deal. It was more of a, I got to try this somehow. I got to work on this. I mean, it's a little kind of a crappy two family house, you know, in town. I mean, you couldn't even really plant a garden there. There wasn't even enough sunlight.
Yeah, not much of a yard.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a place I was looking to permanently be. But it was more of a test. I got to try this because I figured they're going to try to come after the farm anyways. So even though my father had beat him, I could have paid the taxes. But you know, Rosa Parks, she could have sat at the back of the bus, and that's the way I look at it. And some people are like, you know, what their responses exploded when I'd say things like that. Mm. And so,
right, you know, I knew Rosa Parks, and you're no Rosa Parks.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, so but the thing is first off. The towns, these municipal corporations, they're not even governments anymore. They're municipal corporations that call themselves governmental agencies, are getting way too much money. They are allowed to be tremendously inefficient. They are not transparent. And pretty much, I'm sure a lot of people can agree on that. Now, the people who fight me on this and call me out and tell me I'm not paying my fair share are almost exclusively work somehow or depend on the government. Directly, because everyone that I've talked to face to face, I walk around town and people still come up to me and shake my hand and are like, "Man, I really appreciate you standing up. I feel bad you lost your place. I want to let you know I support you." We got Palmer Ambulance in Palmer is a private nonprofit. It is a great operation. A bunch of them guys down there. They every time I see them or run into them, they shake my hand, they applaud me. They think it that I've really doing good. There's even a couple local DPW employees that work for the town of Ware and the town of Palmer that
Department
support
of Public
me.
Works.
Yeah, these guys get paid by taxes, but the classic staunch bureaucrat really dislikes me.
Well, yeah, you're a threat to their job. I mean, if people. If all the people who thanked you were to do what you did, then it would really put a hurting on the town. Because they can only steal so much property, right? Like, if there were enough people who agreed with you and who were willing to take the same risk that you were, then, you know, they can only get away with stealing so many people's homes before they've got, you know, 20% of the population that's homeless in town. And that's not going to be a very good situation for the welfare program or whatever.
Right. And to answer the question about me not putting in my so-called fair share is the town does not need the property taxes from the private property. Because this guy who does this thing on the Bo and Rocco show, this YouTube video about property tax, if you just Google how not to pay property tax or YouTube search it, and Bo and Rocco, or just Bo, is Bo Knows Audio or something. I can't remember his Facebook, I mean his YouTube page, but he talks about how in Orlando, Florida, he actually sued and was successful, or a friend was sued and was successful on his show. And he says that about 20% of what the city of Orlando is taking in taxes is all they really need to, like, do this maintenance and do this stuff. But as we know, bureaucracies, you know, the goal of being a bureaucrat is to get your brother in, get your cousin in, get your friend in. It's just a good old boy
club. Expand the bureaucracy, expand the power, expand the budget, hire more employees. Absolutely true. And it's a legitimate, I think it's a totally legitimate critique to say these governments are spending too much, even though some of the things they do are legitimate. Like, in my mind, I think plowed roads are a nice thing to have. Roads are a nice thing to have. Police protection when they're actually stopping bad guys. I don't object to those things, and I wouldn't object to paying for them. But what I object to is being forced to pay whatever arbitrary amount they decide I need to pay for some of their services that I don't support. And Mark, you touched on this, the government schools, as a good example of a tremendously wasteful bureaucracy. I think that here in Keene, the current per pupil rate is $18,000 per year per pupil, which is ridiculous. I mean, in Florida, it was $7,000 or something like that a decade ago. So it's it's incredible amount of waste involved in these bureaucracies.
And it's important to reiterate that, you know, nationally, when you look at public schools, 19% of public school graduates, these aren't the people that drop out, the graduates are functionally illiterate. With this system, and I think it's fair to count the people that drop out for the public school system, because they're dropping out of public school. So with this system, when they're producing, I don't know, what, a quarter of the people are functionally illiterate? That's just a guess on my part. I mean, we could do that with no government school at all.
So in most businesses, if you don't like your service, you can stop shopping there. You can totally pull your funding, and nobody complains that you're not giving Walmart their fair share. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More coming up here in moments with Jay Noon, 855-450-3733. Maybe you have a question.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even in the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-3733. We're talking about property taxes at the moment with Jay Noon, someone who is intimately familiar with the entire process of what happens when you don't pay property tax. And we'll continue with his story. Your thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE on any topic that you might like to discuss. Plus, coming up, Facebook, is it causing serious depression? One study says that might just be the case. We'll give you more information about that. But some people are going to say, as we've pointed out before, well, you know, Jay, you're not paying your fair share, and it's just not fair to the community if you don't pay property tax. But, you know, to me, it's not fair to arbitrarily charge somebody some, you know, amount of money that's basically plucked from thin air by some politicians calling themselves the town council or whoever. It's not fair to charge people an arbitrary amount of money for services that they may not wish to receive or that they may not support. Mark, you pointed out the government school system that you don't support at all. It's not that you aren't in favor of education. You just don't want the
government. I'm educating my son. I'm just not going to send him to government school.
Right. You don't want the government education. And so,
and why do these other people who send who are willing to send their kids to government school get essentially school at no cost, but those of us who want to have, you know, a better education for our kids, they get it otherwise? I mean, this is just a protection racket for teachers' unions.
Yeah, it's not fair. Taxes, period, are not fair. And what would make them fair would be to make it so they're consensual. They're voluntary, meaning that what I think the best situation for taxes would be if they would send out like an itemized tax bill where it shows, all right, here, you know, like here in Keene on the property that we're in, it receives like a $6,000 tax bill every single year. I'd like to see that broken down. Is it, you know, $500 going to the police department? 300 going to the Department of Public Works. What's that breakdown to? What percentage of that total is made up by which departments in the city? And then, you know, let me check off boxes or fill in the amounts that I think those services are worth and cut a check for the, you know, the amount that I think those, you know, the value that I feel like I'm receiving from those services. And if I feel like I'm not receiving any value, I should be able to go with zero.
And, yeah, like some people...
Or go higher. If I think that, you know, the Department of Public Works is doing a great job, they should get 600 instead of 300.
That would cut out the pork.
Yeah.
Some people would say, well, there's some people that just won't pay.
Fine.
And that's absolutely true. Those people should not get fire services and police services and their leaves picked up and their garbage picked up and those other things. This is what we call a service. A service is something that you pay for, something you're forced to pay for, not a service. This is just some, this is a government monopoly.
Let's go to Matt. He's in Iowa. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay Noon, and Mark.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey Matt, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk about schooling and how it impacts the taxes. Where I'm from, we were never really given too much detail on how to do taxes and other things. And one of the interesting YouTubers I subscribed to called Boy in a Band basically did a music video about how crazy it is what schools don't really offer you but make all these other mandatory classes that are useless to human existence. Like, hey, I know about what the human blood cell is, but how do I make sure I stay healthy? Or how do I do taxes or mortgages?
Yeah, so what you're saying is a lot of the school classes that are out there in these government schools are useless, and that you know, you'd prefer to not have to attend them. So yeah, that's something that definitely affects the student side of things, not just the taxpayers, but you know, students can be frustrated by the fact that they're burdened with a bunch of unnecessary junk just in order to get through the school system. I mean, college, I dealt with that, where I had to go to all these classes that had absolutely nothing to do with what I was getting the degree in.
When we were listening to there was a speech at the Liberty Forum this weekend, and they were saying that essentially there might be 2 hours of instruction that goes on in school. That, you know, when you start talking about the time walking between classes, when you talk about lunchtime, you talk about the time that the teachers just do stuff and they have the kids do homework, you know, those kind of things. When you extract bathroom breaks and all that other stuff, when you extract all that stuff, that basically there's 2 hours out of the school day that's instruction, it really just sort of reveals that this isn't education as much as it is a middle-class welfare babysitting program.
Exactly. It's more of turning these kids into good servant dogs, saying, hey, do this or do that. But the one of the interesting things, though, is since he posted this on YouTube, he's from the UK, and there's actually a school out there that actually listens to the students, and I actually had an assembly, and they say, hey, we heard you show this to us. We're actually want to hear what you guys want to learn. I find that interesting, but do you think that could happen here in America?
There's actually something called a Sudbury School, which
is... this is democratic schools is what they're called.
Very interesting. I haven't heard them called that, but that is how they're run, from what I understand, where it's actually the students who run the school. They get together and they decide what teachers to hire. The students actually do the hiring at the school. And, you know, they actually decide everything and, you know, for their curriculum. And it's just, from what I've read about Sudbury School, it's a very interesting kind of situation. Now, a lot of people are interested in doing homeschooling or unschooling, but I think if you're going to send your child to a school, the Sudbury School is a good option. From the people I've talked to who've actually gone to these schools, they loved their experience there. Coming from a government school where everything is so regimented, this curriculum is decided from on high. There's no grassroots of deciding what people should learn. Basically, the kids kind of educate themselves. It's almost like, and from what I've understood about it, it's almost like an unschooling school where, you know, kids can kind of go there. They have a place to go during the day where there's resources. There are people who have knowledge and they've got access to information where they can teach themselves. Plus, the older kids will teach the younger kids so they can actually have them all in the same class together. So it's very interesting stuff. That might be something you want to look into.
Yeah, I'd definitely look into that, but I do recommend you guys maybe looking up this YouTube video. Maybe sometime down the road, give your thoughts. guy's named Boy in the Band, and the video is called Don't Stay in School. And some people took that literally, but he doesn't actually mean skip school or, you know, get out of school.
Well, our co-host, Derek J., absolutely meant don't stay in school when he wrote that article, or a similar article for freekeen.com. And, you know, he feels like you'd be better off if you weren't in government school, because then you could focus on the things that interest you.
Well, in many cases, private schools are just the same as government schools.
Yeah.
I went to a private school, and the setup was basically the same. You're talking about 20 students in a classroom. You're going to learn what we're going to teach today, and that's how things are going to go. People don't learn that way. You learn the things that you want to learn because you want to learn them. There's so many things I learned in high school. I don't remember any of that crap because I wasn't interested in using it. I didn't want to use it, and off it went. You know, I may or may not have done well in the class, but, you know, it's gone.
Matt, thanks for your call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, the slippery school is an interesting option. Unschooling is also something that if I had children, I would also be interested in that. But worth looking into. And again, the Sudbury schools are done privately, so they can't force someone to pay for their school system. If you don't value that mode of learning, if you, you know, prefer the top-down authoritarian method of learning, you're not forced to pay for the Sudbury school, but the rest of us are forced to pay for your top-down authoritarian schools, and that's not fair. What about that kind of fairness, going back to the whole fair share discussion?
Yeah, fairness when it comes to taxes just doesn't come into play. I mean, because humans... not very good at this whole judging what's fair thing.
So, Jay Noon, you went to federal court. Your dad actually had filed a case after the town of Palmer issued a notice of tax lien on his farm in 2010 or 2011, and he filed a case in federal court. He unfortunately passed away shortly thereafter. You took over the case. And what was, the thrust of that case?
Well, the thrust of my case was several things. We had done a land patent on the property, updated the land patent, and, you know, they clearly, it didn't work. There's some interesting stuff happening with the land patent I did on my house that I don't have real good, you know, solid information on, but I heard some stuff about it, but clouding a title or whatever. But the idea of the land patent is going to magically stop the police from kicking in your front door and removing you from your house didn't work
for me.
It didn't work for land court. Land court in Massachusetts just like wouldn't even recognize the land patent, and we say, hey, we have a land patent, and it's pretty much like we don't care. You know,
yeah,
it's
most
right
of these
here.
Governments say this, the whole land patent thing doesn't exist. What is a land patent supposed to be?
What a land patent technically is a property west of the Mississippi. The federal government owned it, and they issued it by way of land patent to settlers. That's a brief on land patent.
So it's some sort of a claim that the property is yours?
Correct.
Actually, there's more coming up here in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Jay, you want to stick with us?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Jay Noon. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Plus, is Facebook causing serious depression? It's all on the way on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.